This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. In the Detroit News today, Daniel Howells examines whether Detroit has the leadership to land the much-talked-about Amazon HQ2, a second headquarters for the massive online retailer. Daniel joins me now. Remind us, why are cities around the country scrambling to attract Amazon? What's at stake?
A $5 billion investment, up to 50,000 jobs, which is a number that is staggering in its proportion. That's like 10 auto plants. Large auto plants. Obviously, they're not the same kind of jobs, and the average pay, the average compensation, they say, would be about $100,000 a year.
Average.
Wow. So you're looking at a potential economic boon, the likes of which few communities ever see. Certainly dropped into their midst. I mean, over time, you see companies grow. Sometimes, certainly, we've seen them in this part of the world. I mean, where you've seen companies that are over 100 years old that have grown to massive scale. But having somebody come in and say, hey, we want to invest in your community, we're going to invest this money, has all sorts of implications. The other thing is that Amazon gave people about 2 months, roughly, a month and a half deadline. The deadline for our responses is October 19th.
Yeah, that's a quick turnaround.
It's amazing.
You report that Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan is tapping Quicken Loans Chairman Dan Gilbert to put together a regional effort, mm-hmm. an application sort of. The Detroit Metro doesn't have a reputation for working well together. How difficult will this be?
I think it'll be less difficult than it would have been in the past. I've been writing for years now about the leadership in Southeast Michigan particularly, but even in the state. Coming out of the global financial meltdown, the bankruptcies of General Motors and Ford, the later the bankruptcy of the city of Detroit, you see a lot of bipartisan city, suburb, business, labor, politics, cooperation that you wouldn't otherwise see in a lot of cases. I think people are going to be a lot more receptive to this, but the timeline is really, really tight. The mayor this week likened this whole thing to the effort back in 2004 and 5, led by Roger Penske, to get the Super Bowl here in Detroit. And I covered that at the time and went to a couple Super Bowls in advance of that to see how communities put this stuff together. That was done over years now. We're now talking about something that would be done in a matter of weeks, at least to put together this proposal that they could advance to Amazon.
And the stakes are much, much higher. Yeah.
Exactly.
One of the Amazon requirements is regional transit. Voters recently turned down a proposal to make that happen. How much is that going to hurt Detroit's area's chances?
Well, I think a lot of people, critics or supporters, frankly, all agree that that could be a problem. That's the downside. The upside is that clearly there is time. This is not something that would happen in 2018. This is something that could happen over the next decade as this investment and Amazon's build-out in whatever community it chooses happens. So I think there's some belief that, well, we can take another run at this, that the community writ large can say, let's try this again. We have an opportunity here. If we make these investments in rapid transit, we'll have a lot more people to use the system. It will pay for itself. The problem is trying to lasso that political will among the populace. Leaders can see that, but leaders can't ultimately deliver this unless they're going to write the checks, or like they did with the Q line in downtown Detroit, which is only 3.3 miles, which is clearly not what Amazon or any other company would have in mind.
So on your list of pros and cons, what does Detroit have going for it that will make it competitive when it's up against cities such as Atlanta, Denver, Chicago?
Well, in some senses, it's got a lot more options, I think. It's not as dense. It's got a business community and a political leadership that is, I think, very aggressive and has really been tested through a lot of difficult times. I would put that in Detroit's corner. On the downside, I think transit is a problem. And I think another thing that is a problem we really don't know and we can't quantify is to what extent the stains of bankruptcy and collapse, which are not too far away, how indelible are those stains? And how much of people, so would people say, hey, we don't want any part of that? Flip side of that is there's a lot of upside. I mean, if you are Amazon, you come into a city like Detroit, you can score a lot of points politically around the country and with a lot of other people by investing in industrial America and helping to transform a piece of it.
Daniel Howells is business columnist at the Detroit News and a regular contributor here at Michigan Radio. Hey, thanks. Good talking to you.
Thanks, Lester.